Hello, this is Ken Smith welcoming you to today's Bringing a Message radio program, brought to you by the By All Means Gospel Trust in Solihull, England. Before today's message, I want to tell you about our Break and Meditate booklet of short daily readings based on a verse or part verse from the Bible. Maurice Payne has been writing these short meditations, and people from all walks of life have written to tell us the blessing they have been. They are quite short, and I have asked Hilary to read one of them to you.
He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Philippians 1 verse 6. Have you begun your life's work for God? Are you in his hand like a piece of clay to be moulded by the potter? Progress may seem slow, but take heart from this assurance that what God has begun, he will perform or finish. The rehearsals may be long and the preparation tedious, but God will smooth the rough edges and polish the tarnished surface until it shines forth his glory. It is not learning all about the Christian life, but taking Christ into your life and making him Lord that matters. Then every detail is under his direction, and every moment moving towards the fulfilment of all he has begun in you. And everything the Lord does is desirable and good.
Break and Meditate booklets are sent quite free of charge. Write or email us with your address today and we'll see you get a copy. Maurice Payne's message to us today is Unknown and Well Known, words taken from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Unknown and well known may seem opposites, but we shall see today how this can be a message for us in the 21st century. Hilary is reading the scriptures and making the closing announcement. Music is by Peter Jackson and Singers. We're always glad to hear from our listeners, and so do write to us if this program is of special blessing to you. Stay tuned for today's message.
Unknown, yet well known. These are words taken from a list that the Apostle Paul made in his letter to the Corinthians about the believers of his day.
As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 9.
And we're making these words the title of our subject for today's message. I wonder where you would slot in if you had to choose one or the other. Are you unknown or well known? Probably somewhere in the middle. You've a few friends and thank God for them, but when it comes to hitting the headlines, you feel you're not there where you might be. Well, I put some reasons down about each of these in order. And first of all, unknown. I think Paul was referring to the fact that most Christians were of humble origin, unable to trace an ancestry to anything special, They were just very ordinary and, as he said, unknown. We know the way our Lord called his disciples. He didn't care for their pedigree, didn't ask for where they'd been, how schooled or learned were they. He asked for their loyalty. He asked what they would do, not what they had done or what their father did. In the prophecy of Micah, we get a prophecy about Bethlehem, repeated incidentally when Jesus was born. Bethlehem, little among the thousands in Judah, but that's where Jesus decided to be born. Listen to that verse.
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
And when Philip told Nathanael he ought to come and meet Jesus of Nazareth, Nathanael said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And I remember Gideon, and you probably do too, the way in which God called him, and when God called him and the angel appeared to him, he said,
"But Lord," Gideon asked, "how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." Judges 6, verse 15.
So if you feel you're unknown, maybe that's just the place to be for God to bless you and give you all you need to be a blessing and a success in life. And then it is very clear from the Gospels and the Acts that Christians often are very ordinary in their upbringing. They don't maybe shine particularly at school. They can't write success in this world's lists. They're unknown. It applies to believers today. Unknown in this world's annals. Unknown in the headlines or the front line of the media. Unlearned and ignorant. Unknown because they were purposely ignored, and it has been the policy of Satan down the years to play down the work, ministry and witness of the Christian. Unknown sometimes because the world is willingly ignorant of the work of the Christian. When he wrote his epistle, the second epistle, Peter spoke about people being willingly ignorant or willingly forgetful of what God had done, the way that he's formed the world out of nothing, the way that he upholds all things by the word of his power, the way that God's working his purpose out in life day by day. Folk conveniently forget that, and they conveniently forget what God is doing. They make it and his servants unknown. We find today very much in reporting in the media, way other things are reported, but when God richly blesses, it gets passed by, sometimes forgotten, a crowd, a revival. God moves in a wonderful way, and yet it's unknown. Do you remember how God called Moses? And Moses went to Pharaoh and said to Pharaoh, because of course he'd been brought up in court, he knew the etiquette and he knew the way to go about things there. And he got in right before Pharaoh and said, "I want you to let the children of Israel go several days' journey into the wilderness." Listen to the way the scripture reports that.
"This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the desert." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Exodus 5, 1 and 2.
What did Pharaoh say? Recorded for us in the book of Exodus. Who is the Lord? Who is this? Who is this God you have, Moses? What's this strange deity you have? Unknown. Pharaoh played it down and didn't want to know God of all the earth. And you know, Christians have had to wear this badge for many years, unknown. In Paul's letter to the Romans, when he was describing how he was longing to come to Rome and looking forward to minister there, he describes very graphically the scene on earth at the beginning of this dispensation. And how like this it is we find ourselves today. He says in his letter to the Romans, men did not like to retain God in their knowledge. And that still happens today. Folk like to forget God, and when they forget God, they forget his servants, and his servants bear this label, unknown. Unknown, the greatest revival that ever swept the face of the earth. Unknown, the days when the church was founded and the Holy Spirit was outpoured. Unknown, when God was working miraculously, yes. Unknown, that's the label that Christians had in Paul's day. And so, because of the life they are asked to lead, they don't get a chance to put their roots down much when they follow the Lord. And how about Jesus, the Lord of glory, who came on the greatest rescue operation this world has ever seen? You would think from the greatest to the least, the heralds would have proclaimed the Lord come to save us. But what actually happened, fulfilling scripture written several hundred years beforehand, he was despised and rejected of men. Unknown, oh yes, also persecuted. Unknown because they're persecuted, hounded from one place to another. That's been the experience of the believers all down the ages. Thank God he hasn't left them, but listen to these verses, to those who are unknown, not mentioned by name.
Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and ill-treated. Hebrews 11, verses 36 and 37.
Unknown and unnamed. No resting place, no real home. That's why the apostle said, unknown. And I'll tell you another reason why you're unknown. Jesus said, the least on earth are the greatest in heaven. He was speaking about John the Baptist, and he was describing, there is no greater man born of woman. But he hastened to add, he that is least is greater than he. And so, I think the Apostle Paul was absolutely online as he described the word unknown. But now he said unknown, yet well known. Well, the first thing to say about well known is because their names are written in the most famous book and in heaven, the book of life. Do you remember the time when Jesus sent out 70 in twos to preach the gospel? They came back and they were so thrilled because God's mighty power had been with them, and they wrought miracles in the name of the Lord. They said, Lord, you know, even the devil is subject unto us. Listen to what Jesus said.
However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Luke 10, verse 20.
The most important volume in the whole universe is what the book of Revelation calls the book of life. In the 20th chapter of Revelation, it describes the way in which these books were opened when the dead, small and great, stood before God. And it says another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the books according to their works, And it says, whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, you know, the Christian says, Lord, you saved me. I can't save myself. I cannot get myself in heaven, but you saved me, Lord, because you came to die on the cross for me, and I put my trust in you. And their names were written in the book of life. This was a wonderful message to one of the seven churches in the book of Revelation. It was the church in Sardis, where the assurance was given that their name would not be blotted out from that book.
He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. Revelation 3, verse 5.
I tell you, there's a book the angels know all about. They know when the command gives to go forward to someone. They know where they are because their names are written in the book of life. There's a Christian directory a little while ago, and I was reading the names in it. But they can be lost. The book can be lost, but not the book of life. Jesus knows every one of his children. And the Bible tells us the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are the heirs of salvation. As a matter of fact, Jesus rather suggests that every child, until it reaches the age of discretion, has an angel specially appointed to take care of it. Because he says, be careful what you do with these little ones. Listen to this verse from Matthew's Gospel.
For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Matthew 18, verse 10.
Then Jesus told a lovely story about a beggar who died. In his life, he'd only had the kicks and curses of those around him. His body was covered with sores. The only treatment he had was the licks from the tongue of a dog. And when he died, Jesus said in the story, an angel carried him into Abraham's bosom. And a lovely picture there is given of the angels.
The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. Luke 16, verse 22.
And what about Peter when he was in prison? The church held an all-night prayer meeting, and they prayed. They prayed so much they didn't at first of all hear the doorbell go. And then when the door was answered, they didn't believe the person who they saw there.
Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me, the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison. But he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating. Acts 12, verses 7 to 11.
And then we should add the experience of being well known among the saints. When Paul wrote to the 2 Corinthians, he speaks about the fellowship of the saints and says how to their power the churches in Macedonia and beyond their power were willing to help, and they prayed that we would receive the gift and take the money that he brought to them. They were known. You know, it's lovely to have brothers and sisters you are helping and working with. Maybe you might make a little mistake, but they come round and help you. and they fellowship with you. When you fall, they lift you up. You're known. You know, in the work and ministry that God has given you and the fellowship, you can be known. You can make your mark and be recognized and appreciated. Let us see to it that no one comes in our fellowship and remains unknown. Let's be among those who make known the message of the gospel and known his servants. Call them by name. Meet someone. Share with them. Paul closed his letter to the Corinthians and the Philippians, written from prison, with these words, "All the saints salute you." Isn't that lovely? The fellowship of the saints known to the church there. We all work and worship together. In the Epistle to the Ephesians, the Apostle speaks of supplications for all the saints because it's a known fellowship. And we need to uplift one another in prayer because we are known. Maybe recognized not by the world, but unknown was the word there, but here it's known. Well known is written on the Christian because of the way the gospel's been proclaimed. The gospel spread around the world by believers who've made it known. Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Make it known. Let the unknown become known. You know, now the gospel is well known in the hearts of believers everywhere. The Bible tells us how this man possessed of a demon in Gadara went back to his village when he'd met Jesus and told them how great things the Lord had done for him. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, he tells us about a leper. Jesus healed him wonderfully, and he said, "Don't make a fuss about it." But the Bible says he went out and began to publish it abroad and to blaze abroad the matter. That's because the Christian is to make unknown known. In making it known, we must ask, are we in this business? Are we in the business of making Jesus known? After the Holy Ghost came upon them, they were to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. The gospel today is well known because some man has stood and proclaimed it. You heard the gospel because it in some way was proclaimed to you. Brother and sister, you might be unknown, but in the annals of public relations in this world, this doesn't matter. You proclaim the message of the Saviour. You proclaim his love. You draw near to him. You take comfort from the fact your name is written in heaven. Take comfort for the fact that you can be empowered by the Holy Spirit and do what God wants you to do. You'll have this wonderful experience of unknown becoming well known, and you'll be able for it to praise the Lord.
The Bringing a Message program you have just heard is produced by the By All Means Gospel Trust, based in the United Kingdom. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners, and there are several ways you can contact us. You can write to us at BAM Gospel Trust, P.O. Box 986, Bourne, B-O-U-R-N, Cambridge, CB23, 2YX. You can email us info@bringingamessage.org, or you can use the response form on our website's contact page. To hear this program again or to find out more about the Trust's work and publications, go to our website www.bringingamessage.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. One of our publications is called Break and Meditate. This contains short comments on a verse from the Bible, one for each day. This is available free either as a booklet mailed every 2 months or as a file emailed monthly. The reading for the day is also available on the Read page of our website. BAM also produce Bible study books and booklets. One booklet is produced every 2 months, and several earlier series are available from our website, where you will also find details of all available publications. The work of BAM is supported by donations. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, why not use a secure CAF donate form on our website's support page? And now listen to Peter Jackson and Singers as they sing, "Every day when you pray, say Father."
Thank you for joining us today. Listen at the same time next week. Until then, this is Ken Smith saying goodbye, and may God richly bless you.